KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. I'm Bill Radke. Earlier this month, the city of Seattle swept a group of RV campers out from under the West Seattle Bridge. Rebecca Massey was one of those people living under the bridge. Now she is in a city-sanctioned encampment in Soto. Rebecca, thanks for coming in and telling us your story.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
When the city cleared out the RV camp where you were living, you weren't sure about moving into the city-sanctioned camp. Why is that?
Right. I've been under the Seattle Bridge with the same people, and we kind of developed a community under there, and we kind of felt like we should stick together as a community. I mean, we kind of got to know each other, and it's safety in numbers. We kind of looked out for each other, and so...
How did you do that for each other?
Well, like, people would watch my tent when I would go somewhere, and when we went to the food bank, sometimes people would cook community meals for more than one person, and so, you know, we would all sit around, we'd build a campfire and sit around it and eat and, you know, have community, fellowship, and it was kind of, you know, uplifting to have that, you know, because being homeless is pretty scary and pretty lonely sometimes, so it's kind of nice to be able to fellowship with people, and I didn't want to lose that.
Yeah. What made you decide to go to the city-sanctioned spot?
I mean, I've been swept four times now. I've only been in Seattle for about 9 months, and in those 9 months, I've been asked to move four times as a homeless person, and I was just ready to have some stability. I mean, that's what we're wanting all along, and I think if you talk to any homeless person, they're tired of being swept along. So,
what is that like to get? You could call it swept, or some people call it cleared, or just moved on. What's it like?
Well, it's kind of traumatic. I mean, you know, you have to pack up all your stuff and have a limited time to do it, and you don't really know where you're going to go because there's not a place to go. There's not, I mean, other than sanctioned camps or places the city has arranged, there's not a place to go. And sometimes people don't want to go to those tent cities because there's rules and there's expectations and there's the perceived loss of freedom.
Rebecca, would you mind telling me how you ended up without a place to live?
Well, I'm from Oklahoma. I drove here from Oklahoma, and I came here just seeking an opportunity to make some money. I didn't intend on being homeless. I know there's some perception that people come to Seattle seeking all the resources that they give to homeless people. I didn't come here anticipating receiving any of those services. I came here expecting to get a job and finding a place and saving up some money. And I had a van that I was going to travel around the country in. I had this glorious idea to live in a conversion van and travel around. And I have a art degree, and I was wanting to do art and travel around, and it didn't work out that way because my van got stolen. And so I wanted to save up some money and possibly buy another van or some way to continue that goal I wanted to accomplish.
I know this is such a huge question, but mm-hmm. I think, you know, what was that like going from having this dream of going around in your van, selling your art, and then here you are living under the West Seattle Bridge? I mean, can you try to give us some idea what that's been like for you?
Well, it kind of spiraled down from there. I mean, it was, I didn't expect things to not go as planned, and it got increasingly hopeless. I mean, I spent a lot of lonely nights asking myself, what am I going to do? It's kind of scary, especially as a woman, to be on your own and not know where you're going to wind up. So it's pretty scary and pretty lonely to be homeless.
When you had been cleared out from under the West Seattle Bridge, did you know that you had another place to go, a city-sanctioned tent camp?
They offer those things on an individual basis, and not everyone that was in the community could go to the tent city that they were offering to me because there's rules that you have to follow, and a lot of people are addicted to drugs and weren't able to be accepted into places like that. So I felt like I was leaving people behind.
You can't be addicted and be in the tent city?
No, in the Camp Second Chance where I am now, there's no drugs or alcohol. I mean, there's several rules that you have to follow and abide by to be a resident there.
How much have you found yourself missing that sense of community you talked about that you had under the West Seattle Bridge in that unsanctioned camp?
Well, I mean, I'm making new friends in the tent city I'm in now, and there are some really nice people there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I see the possibility of building a community there and feeling like I'm in a community there, but I just feel like I've left behind some people, and, you know, I just feel like I kind of let some people down because, you know, I kind of feel like I left them behind. And there's at least a couple people that have expressed that they're sad. I mean, you know, that they can't come to that tent city too. I mean, it's hard to not be around the people that I got to know. So, I mean, it's just a conflict because I feel bad for these people that are still there because they're going to be moved again. And it's just that ongoing feeling of unrest, I guess.
Yeah. Who are you thinking of?
I mean, there's Tiago, there's Mimi, there's Meg, there's Felicia, there's Matt. And they just, you know, they said, well, you know, we can't go there, you know. You're leaving us behind. And
they can't go because of the no drugs and alcohol or other?
Right,
that's
yeah.
It.
Yeah, that's the main thing is they're... Some of these people they're addicted to drugs and they can't go, so.
Yeah, and you were close and they're struggling and you moved.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I feel like I want to, you know, have a place and, you know, have my own interests, but I feel like I'm being selfish too because these other people aren't getting their needs met, and I just feel like I could do more.
You know, Rebecca, so many of your friends are addicts, as you said. How do you think you are able to stay away from that? You said that some people get addicted to drugs after they're homeless because it grinds you down.
Mm-hmm.
How did you cope so well?
Well, I just made up my mind that I didn't want to go down that route. I just knew that that wouldn't help me in any way, and I just had my goals in mind, and I just knew that getting on drugs, it was just not what I wanted to do and not the way I wanted to go. So, I mean, for me, I had already made up my mind. I just was not going to do drugs.
And you know, some people in homes say, yeah, now that's the kind of personal responsibility that all those homeless people need, and you deserve, you know, you're going to be okay, Rebecca, and you deserve it.
Well,
and some people don't.
I don't think that people are not undeserving of help because they're on drugs. I mean, those are probably the people that deserve more help, you know, being able to address those things. It's probably something the city should address more than spending money on sweeps is maybe offering more services for people who are addicted to drugs.
So you were reluctant to go. You didn't like getting swept, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But you went to this city-sanctioned camp, and you seem like you see a path for yourself. Does that make you feel any differently about the city going and moving people?
Well, I mean, I think that if there were more sanctioned camps for people that were still on drugs and then maybe that was addressed at the camp, I mean, I think a lot more people would be helped instead of being swept. I mean, the city's not helping anybody by doing these sweeps. And it's actually, they're moving the same people around. It's not different homeless people. It's the same people are being moved to new spots and they find a new spot and then they're moved from that spot. So I think having a place for all the homeless people to be able to stay in one spot would be a better solution than the sweeps.
Yeah, even though you're not on drugs, you're saying you'd like to see the city have more sanctioned encampments that they call low barrier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be for the immediate future. I think that's a better solution than spending all this money on sweeps. They're not accomplishing anything by doing these sweeps.
What about the public image of somebody who, you know, people who are homeless, they don't have to be if they had the will. There are some people who they don't want to be. They want to be homeless. They'd rather live without rules.
Well, that's a huge stigma and perception, and I think it's a fallacy. I mean, it's just until someone is homeless and is in that situation, I guess they won't understand. But I mean, it's not just a matter of, oh, well, they're just lazy, or they're not smart enough, or they made bad choices. I that's really unfair, I think, to reduce it to just, well, it's their fault they're homeless. It's not far-fetched for anybody to be homeless or be displaced from their home because they don't make enough money or some situation they're in because they got hurt or, you know, health problems and they lost their job. I mean, it's not so far-fetched. It's not so out there that, you know, it can't happen to people that don't think it's going to happen to them.
Well, Rebecca Massey, good luck with that dream. I hope you're in that van, if that's still where you want to be, selling your art or whatever your path is.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Rebecca Massey is a resident of Camp Second Chance. It's a city-authorized homeless camp in Sodo. She moved there after the city swept the RV camp she was living in under the West Seattle Bridge. Many of those RVs are now setting up camp on some state-owned land in South Seattle. And the city says they plan to sweep that camp very possibly this week. Could happen on Thursday.